right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity. For employee benefits and full service HR support, visit Insperity.com. So Emilia Clarke, Khaleesi.
Mm-hmm.
Daenerys,
yeah.
Mad at people. Very mad. She is in the new movie Last Christmas, and everybody is trying to spoil the twist in the movie. She says it's bloody annoying, frustrating. It's much more complicated than people are guessing. Now, this isn't the first time she's had to deal with people, you know, on social media.
Right.
With Game of Thrones, everyone who started the petition to rewrite the whole last season.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a little miffed about it. I can't imagine when you do a movie and you put your heart and soul into it, whatever it is, good or bad, when people start, you know, throwing things out there.
Yeah.
It doesn't tick you off. It doesn't tick you off.
I'm sure,
you know?
After a while it gets to you.
Yes, absolutely.
And maybe
absolutely.
You have to just shut that off.
I know. She's still young. She should know, though, after Game of Thrones.
Right.
Just, honey, let it roll. Just let it
slide. You would have thought that would have been the biggest test.
Yeah, I know. No kidding.
I mean,
no,
they were the fans were mean, yep, about that whole thing.
Boy, okay. Would they ever. Very sad news in TV land, at least to me. There will not be a second season for Beverly Hills 90210.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It did so well.
It did really well. And I know. Bums me out.
But
I know.
But if you think about it, Carla, where was it going to go?
That's just it. And it was good. I loved it. And so I'd like to just have it be good. And they always say, you know, always leave you wanting more.
And that's what they did.
They did.
Okay.
They definitely did. I don't know if this is good or bad. More than two decades after the original came out, there will be a new Scream movie. It is in the works.
Woo-hoo!
So, yeah. So, whatever. Is he going to still use a phone to call, or is he old now and not able to use a smartphone? God.
And is Courtney Cox now the GM of the TV station she worked for?
Yeah. We've got to bump it all up now.
Yeah,
we've
everybody's moved on.
They got to throw Arquette back in it, too.
Oh, God, definitely. Definitely.
He's like,
yes,
the, state's attorney,
yes,
or something.
Yes, throw him back in, yeah. But I just, now with smartphones, it just seems,
right,
like, is he calling from inside of the house? No, it's an app. It's an app that he's using. Jeez. And Keanu Reeves' girlfriend, of course, has been mistaken for Helen Mirren now on several occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Helen Mirren, here's how she feels about it.
I saw that. That was very flattering on me, you know, because she's obviously lovely. I do know Keanu very well. He did a film with my husband, and he is just the most adorable, lovely person. So she's a lucky girl, and I'm sure that he's a lucky boy.
Good for him, yes. Dating an age-appropriate woman. Keanu's 55. His girlfriend is 46.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of looks older, and I think it's just really because of her hair color. But,
right,
yeah, you know what? Good for him. Good for Helen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.